All right, we'll say good morning. So we left off, we're on page Chavtes. So remember again, yesterday the Piagetzna was saying that a person will say here, this whole Sefer is devoted to finding our inner greatness, actualizing our potential, and the Na'ar, the child, which again could be the child, it could be us, hears this and says to the Piagetzna, come on, Rebbe, I don't think you're talking to me. I'm just a simple person. I'm a simple guy, Na'ar Pashut. My father was simple. My grandfather was simple. So I think you might be looking at the wrong person. Devar Hashem Elecha. So we'll say it's that first paragraph there on Chavtes. Devar Hashem Elecha Na'ar Yisrael. So listen to the important words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, young man. Asei aznecha ke'abar cheses l'shmoas tshuvas avicha sheva shamayim lecha. Asher sam befi neviyah v'chachamam v'toras ha'kdosha. Vanachnu rak nelakit echad li echad es devarav hakidoshim kilavos ish elecha. Leman tischazek lehe osos erez me arze halavonon asher nata Hashem. Rebbe says, just listen. Listen to what I have to say. And what I'm going to say ultimately again is not going to be a chiddush, because what I'm going to say is a collection from the teachings of Chazal, from the teachings of those who came before you. Listen ultimately again to what the rabbis have to say, and in Meretz Hashem you'll see that I am talking to you. So you'll think to yourself that, you know what? What real potential do I have? After all, again, I'm simple, my father was simple, my grandfather was simple. So the Rebbe says, look beyond your father and your grandfather. The hystarkel, od yoser rachok. You want to see who you really are? Look even earlier in your personal history. Umi hayu avosecha me'az. Who was your father and grandfather generations back? He says, umi hayu avosecha me'az. Hakidoshim v'hanevim, hatinoim, ha'amoraim, hageonim, v'tzadikim. So this is the Piagetzna. Sometimes we think that we're so ordinary because I say, you know what? My father was ordinary, my grandfather was ordinary. Says Rebbe, why don't you look at your family tree a little bit further back? See who you descend from. You descend from the Nevi'im, from the Amoraim, from the Tanoim. Of course, again, on a more even global level, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. That's your lineage. That's your history. That Gemara Omeres Yisrael, Emei Nevi'im Hein, B'nei Nevi'im Hein. Lo davashaya mikvar ukvar avaru, rak gam ata omeres hagemar nitzutz avosecha hanevim, b'cha, u'b'cha na'ar Yisrael nimtza. So this phrase of the Gemara is quite beautiful. The Gemara says, Yisrael, if they are not prophets, they are the children of prophets. So what that means, what the Gemara is trying to tell us is, even if you don't think you're great, you descend from great people. That nitzutz, that spark of your holy ancestors burns within you. Va'alecha rak lach por acharov ulegaloso bekir b'cha. That spark is there. All I have to do is what? All I have to dig is to uncover it. All I have to do is dig to uncover it. All I have to do is search within myself to find that spark that is within me. So the Rebbe says, you think maybe your immediate ancestry is simple. That might be true. That might be true. But don't just look at your immediate ancestry. Look at those who came generations before you. V'lamas, last paragraph, page Chavtes. V'lamas ze titma b'cha leymar. Shekevon she'inata margish b'cha shum yisron. Mishar ha'na'arim. Yefsha she'tala tiskada v'siskadish. And further, why should you wonder within yourself and say to yourself that since you don't feel anything, any benefit above and beyond the other na'arim, yefsher shetale tiskada v'tiskadish. Ultimately, again, don't think that you have no benefit, that you have no worth above anyone else. Ha'im gamas etzim shar ha'na'arim atamakir. So first of all, you don't really even know. In general, everyone else's worth. You don't even know everyone else's situation. Ha'im tocho shal etzem na'ar Yisrael ata yodeh. Haskis u'shemaz divrei ha'medrash v'tishtomim. Amar Rav Yehuda, bo'u re'ei. So the Rebbe says something amazing. Here he's talking specifically about children. So he says sometimes, again, he goes back to this idea that the Na'ar, the child, says to himself, who am I? Who am I? What am I? I'm just a kid. So the Rebbe says, do you want to see the value and the power of children? He says, Golsa Sanhedrin Yerushalayim v'lo Golsa Shechina Imar. This is an amazing medrash. When the Sanhedrin was exiled from Yerushalayim, the Shechina still remained inside. Golu Mishmoros Kohanim u'Leviim v'lo Golsa Shechina. So groups of the Kohanim Leviim were exiled, and yet the Shechina was not exiled. Page Lamed. The Chavon Shegalu Tinokos Golsa Shechina Imar Ad Kan Lashono. So this is actually quite beautiful. When the children, the Tinokos Shabbos Rabban, the young children were exiled from Yerushalayim, ultimately again, that's when the Shechina was exiled as well. Kol kach yikarim hem etzal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nare Yisrael Shalom Dim Torah. We'll say that is how precious young children are in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll say, if you look at, there's a footnote over here on the bottom of the page. You see that a little asterisk? Lo hayilodim hachi ketanim bilvad nikra'im b'shem tinokos. You know, Rabbi say, it's not only very young, it's not only babies that are called tinokos. Rakolana arim shalom din b'beis rabbam nikra'im b'shem tinokos. And Rabbi say, anyone who learns in yeshiva ultimately is called a tinok, which means really, you know, the Sfas Emes has a beautiful piece on this. He says, anyone who is learning and growing each and every day is called the Tinok. So this is actually an incredible, incredible idea. That ultimately anyone who's growing and learning, anyone who's growing and learning, is called someone who is a child. Because just like a child has so much more maturation ahead of them, so the person who's growing and learning has so much more maturation ahead of them as well. Kol kach yikarimem itzalak kodesh baruch hu na'ari Yisrael, shalom dim Torah, hasanhedrin galu, kama kohana v'alevim v'lo galsa shechina imayim, u'kishagalu atinok amra shechina, kol kach kishura ani bohem, ad shi efshar li lihishar biladeim v'yachad imayim, ani es ola galus ani mekabales, v'kiviyochol imayim yachad b'tzara es ane. So we'll say, so this, the Rebbe is just trying to point out over here something so incredibly profound. Sometimes we think that we lack this, well, we lack this self-worth. Sometimes we think we're unimportant. Sometimes we think we don't matter. Sometimes you think, I'm ordinary, I'm the son of an ordinary person, the grandson of an ordinary person. The one thing my family has down pat is being ordinary. That's what we got. We've kind of cornered the market on ordinary kite. That's what we are. Says the Rebbe, even if it's true that you come from an ordinary mishpacha, go back a couple of generations, and as the Gemara says, if the Jew is not a Navi, he certainly is what? Hails from Nevi'im, hails from great people. We have greatness in our DNA. We have greatness in our blood. We have greatness in our veins. And ultimately, again, our job simply becomes to just discover it. And the Rebbe says, even if you don't believe this, or understand this yourself. Shmanas Divrei Yeshaya Hanavi, Ki Kerem Hashem Tzevakos Beis Yisrael, V'ish Yehuda Neta Shashua. So we'll say, quotes over here, the beautiful pasuk from Yeshaya. And the pasuk says, that Ki Kerem Hashem Tzevakos Beis Yisrael, that Beis Yisrael, right, the Jewish people, is like the vineyard of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Ish Yehuda, each Jew, Neta Shashua, is a sapling of delight, a sapling of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol Beis Yisrael HaKerem Shal Hashem Hu, V'Ish Yisrael HaPrati Etz Yakar Hu, Shehashem Mishtasheya Bo Imrak Holech B'Dargo Derech HaTorah, V'Gam Ata Na'ar Yisrael Sorek Katon. So we'll say, Setch, we'll stop over here for today, but just understand how beautiful this is. What the Rebbe is saying is that every single Jew is this sapling in the orchard of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you think about that imagery, that metaphor, it's quite beautiful. Because in the orchard, every tree is important. Every tree matters. Every tree gets the nurturing and the nourishment from the gardener. So too, when it comes to Klal Yisrael, each of us is that beautiful sapling within the orchard of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Each of us is important, and each of us receives that incredible divine attention. All right, so we'll have to stop over here. I know we're stopping mid-paragraph, but we'll pick up Emir Hashem, page Lamed on Monday. Thank you.